The Calendar by Edgar Wallace, dramatized by Barry Campbell, with Philip Bond, Sylvia Sims, Peter Jeffrey, and John Hollis.
Darling, you are an idiot. Gary, you like me well enough to let me use your name?
Use my name? I don't know what you mean, Wenda.
Willie is terribly jealous of you. He's ready to believe almost anything about you. And if I went to him now, today, and told him, well, you know.
You mean he'd believe it? Wenda, your husband is a blackguard.
Oh, don't be stupid, Gary. Why shouldn't he? We've always been close friends. Why shouldn't he believe? I nearly said the worst. Would it be the worst?
You mean that I should let my name be used as co-respondent? Oh, Wenda, my dear, I like you too much to allow your name to be dragged through the divorce court.
Never mind my name. Will you let me use yours?
Of course. But the whole idea is monstrous. Isn't there any way of...
Oh, dear, you're terribly anxious for me to stay with Willie.
If you want it, I'll do anything. You know that. And when it's all over, possibly you'd care to marry me.
Marry?
You needn't, of course. That isn't obligatory.
We'll see. Are you going to Hurst Park today? We're all going. I'll see you there.
But, darling, listen. Is Willie being awful? I know he's an awful lout in some ways, but there's an awful lot of good in old Willie.
Don't let's waste time discussing Willie. Good old Willie and I, and of course his little sister, good old Molly, we're leaving for Italy on Tuesday. And when we come back, I want a really serious talk with you.
I see.
I was sorry to see your uncle died last week. Poor old man. Did he leave a lot of money?
The general, buckets full. I say, there's Molly. She's waving to you.
I'd better go home. I'll see you at Hurst Park, darling. Bye.
Bye, Wenda. Go on, Betty. He'll get you. What are you doing lurking in the bushes?
Nothing.
Yes, you were. You were having a quiet smoke. Loafing.
Oh. Well, perhaps I was. Is the Lady Paniford stay at breakfast?
No, she just walked over to Welbury.
Yeah. You heard about his nibs.
Sir William Paniford to you. What about him?
He got soused down at the Blue Pigeons last night with a lot of clodhoppers.
You will oblige me by not discussing my friends, Hilcutt.
Oh, well, if you don't like my style, you better get another servant. I'm a human being. I'm entitled to be opinions.
I doubt very much if you are human, but you're certainly not entitled to express your opinions to me about my friends. And you can leave at the end of the month.
That'll do me. Now, are we going to Hurst Park this afternoon?
Yes.
Right then. Better dig out your field glasses, ain't I?
Here we are. You running your horse?
Yes, why?
I just asked you.
I thought of giving Ethidos a run, but I can't beat yours.
I wonder if I can beat yours.
The form book gives you an outstanding chance.
Am I not rowing with me?
With your horse out of the way, mine is a certain. You'll get 3-1 for your money.
All right. I won't run mine.
Oh, don't be silly. Of course you'll run him. Otherwise we'll get rotten odds about mine.
What's the idea? That I should run mine and tell the jockey not to win the race?
Why not?
We won't discuss it.
What a self-righteous chap you are.
There never was a racing crook who didn't die broke, Hibblewayne.
I can't say I like the word crook. Anyway, suit yourself, old man. Suit yourself.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, Gary. Nice to see you.
Where's Brother Willie?
Yes, over there at the bar. I bet somebody knows, no hunting crony or someone. Let's see how he's getting on. Bye.
See you later, Molly.
Bye.
Sounds as if he's enjoying himself.
Gary, I did tell you we were going to Rome on Tuesday, didn't I? Well, I forgot to ask you this morning. Do you mind if I delay sending you a cheque for a week or two?
No, of course not. I wanted you to have the whole income from that little nest egg. You know that.
Oh, you're a brick. £250 doesn't mean anything to you, but it means an awful lot to me. Now, you will write to me, won't you?
Of course.
By the way, I wasn't terribly sympathetic about your uncle's death this morning, was I? I'm sorry.
He really was a fine old soldier, you know. I admired him like anything. Ah, oh, here's your boyfriend.
Henry is on. It's a joke, surely. Hello, Henry.
Hello, Wilda. You going to watch the race?
No, I think I'll stay here. Do you mind, Henry?
Well, I'm off to watch my horse.
Oh, that's exactly polite.
Yes, Gary's manners are deplorable.
You see, he's betting like smoke.
Well, why shouldn't he? He's terribly rich.
Yeah, racing's a fool's game. Well, I've seen more fellows ruined on the turf.
And on the stock exchange. Hello, Henry. Plumbing?
Hello, Molly. Can't you be allowed to say so?
Which you are.
It's absurd to compare legitimate investment with...
They're off. Get down to see the race with Gary. He may as well. I can't see it. It's on the rails. Nine thirds. And he'll finish first.
He's got it, I think. The only danger is Epidos, but... Yes, he's done it.
Oh, you say that's wonderful, really wonderful. I had £100 on.
Four ponies? Surely you're not betting in hundreds.
Oh, don't be absurd. You're betting yourself. More than £100, I bet.
Well, I didn't have a monkey on it. But I shouldn't have won that race so easily. There'll be trouble about it, you'll see.
Trouble? You don't think you'll be...
Disqualified? Oh, no. But Epidos should have won. He wasn't trying. If the stewards didn't see what happened, they're blind, and stewards are never blind. There. The flag's up. I told you, steward's inquiry. Oh, Hibblewayne's in for it, I'm afraid.
What a brute you are, Gary, to have a winner and not tell us to back it. Oh, nice business racing, I must say. Here we are, what they're saying about young Hibblewayne. Stopped his horse from winning. Disgraceful. My girl, they ought to warn the beggar off.
Willie, darling, you're talking very loudly and very stupidly.
Well, if I'm not allowed to express my views...
Not in public.
Beggar ought to be warned off.
What a bloody fool.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
No, not you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Young Hibblewayne, he's been warned off. The man's here in the calendar for that business at Hurst Park the other week.
Just go to show.
What?
Oh, money.
Well, stop gibbering.
That's nice talk, I must say.
Hilcutt, I suppose you realise that one of these days I should be married.
Oh, congratulations. I always thought that was a match, if I may be allowed to say so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What a young lady, sir. Miss Molly.
Well, I'll be damned. What an idea. Now, look here, Hubert. I'm going over to the stables to see Mr. Ray.
Oh.
If anyone calls, I'll be about an hour. Oh, and don't forget that Mr. Dore is coming to dinner tonight. So lay on a good spread. All right?
Okie dokie, Gov.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Ray?
You got the Ascot Stakes in your pocket, sir.
Oh, I thought that before and had my pocket well and truly picked by another horse. Isn't there an animal named Silver Queen running as well?
Silver Queen? She won't see the way Rangemore goes.
Don't be too sure. She's a flyer.
Anyway, it's still not certain that she'll run. Her owner's a Frenchman, or a Belgian, and he's out of the country just now.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
I hate to see a man betting like you are, Gary.
Ah, don't worry, John. I shan't go broke. When I reach my limit, I shall...
You'll get out.
Don't sneer, John. I'll get out all right.
How's Lady Paniford these days?
Oh, very bright, I believe. She's in Italy. Yeah, she's coming home next week for Ascot.
Yeah.
You don't like Wenda, do you?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't understand her. There's nobody in the world like Wenda. I should tend to marry Willie, heaven knows.
People often wonder why you didn't marry her yourself.
You don't understand friendship to this kind, John. We grew up together. Marriage would probably have spoiled everything between us.
You know the most beautiful girl I've seen for years? Molly Paniford.
Now, why the devil did you say that?
The Panifords come home next week, sir.
Hilcutt.
Well, I've just been over to their house. Lady Paniford's had a new safe put in her bedroom.
How do you know?
Well, I've seen it. You know, I'll be glad to see Miss Molly back. That's a nice young lady, if you like.
Of course she's a nice young lady.
Sure. Oh, here's a letter from her. I forgot it.
Thank you, Hilcutt.
Wenda! Wenda! Molly Reggie told me. She's a grand girl. Where is she? And this way I brought the car.
She's staying over in Paris, isn't it? Well, come on, what's the news of the great rain?
Oh, my. In great shape, in fact.
Oh, by the way, Henry Lassan is coming down to spend Ascot Week with us. And I've made rather a muddle of my invitation. Would you put him up?
Me?
Oh,
of course you can stay at Dainham. I'll wire him if you like. But I can't stay at Welbury with a house full of servants. Heaven only knows.
Oh, Willie's so difficult. And perhaps I am a little proper. Oh, by the way, I've been reading about your good luck. It's all over the paper.
You haven't seen my betting book. Came a cropper last week. When's Henry arriving, did you say?
Friday, I think.
Righto. I'll have Hilcutt prepare for his stay.
Gary, you are a darling.
What's the matter, all asleep? Here's your letters. There's one registered to sign for.
All right, give it here.
Don't you Londoners get up in the morning? My wife's out in the garden every morning at 5.
So would I be if I was married to you.
You know anything?
Everything.
No, I mean about the race. Is your governor's horse going to win today?
You bright a sporty life and find out, mate.
Blue and handy man.
Lord Hopper.
Is that a post?
Nothing for you.
No, neither is from that of the man to Welbury House. Will you send my things there after breakfast?
Why are you leaving us, Mr. Lassard? Mm. Oh, that is a pity. You needn't go over there to breakfast, you know. They always come here on the first morning of Ascot.
I see. Is it a ritual?
No, it's habit.
Where is Captain Anson?
Well, he's playing golf on the lawn. Yeah, do you want a paper? Catch?
Morning, Hilcutt.
Oh, morning, miss. Will there be anything else, sir?
No, there will not.
Ah, well, I'll go then.
I must say, Molly, you're an early riser. When did you and Willie get there?
This morning, 1 a.m. We caught the 4 o'clock from Paris. Well, how are you? How did you sleep in this house of sin?
Oh, I will, really.
How curious.
It really was very good of Anson to have me here. You see, Anson's really quite fond of Wenda, isn't he?
Awfully fond. My dear, she's the world's only woman for him.
You're not suggesting that Anson...
No, I'm not.
One of these days, you'll let me finish what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Henry, you so seldom say anything that's worth finishing. Gary!
Morning, Molly.
Guy's looking well. Don't you think?
I can't say I really noticed.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, come inside, both of you. Ring the bell, will you, Molly? There's a dear.
Yeah, dear.
Come on, Henry. Breakfast ready, Molly.
How was golf practice?
Rotten.
Did you ring?
Yes. Did the calendar come?
You were looking at it on a table in front of you.
Well, go and hurry up breakfast.
I don't think you could live without the calendar, Guy.
What is it?
Oh, there are only two calendars, old boy. The new get calendar and the racing calendar. The losers of the past and the losers of the future. The calendar, or the racing calendar, is a sober sheet which few but racing men ever see. Wars may be waged, earthquakes occur, all manner of disasters take place, but you'll find no reference to such unimportant happenings in the calendar. You going to the races?
I hope so.
Good. I'll give you a winner.
I don't bet.
Good. I'll give you two.
In fact, I know one horse's name from another.
You're going to have an interesting week.
I say, that fellow of yours, he's rather unusual, isn't he?
He's damned impertinent. Have you noticed that too?
Yes.
That's right. He's not a good servant, that's why I keep him. He's a sort of war relic. I'm not sure that he shouldn't be in the Imperial War Museum.
War relic? I don't quite
know. Of course you don't. I mean, he was my batman. You don't approve of my gambling, do you? Well, it's not my worst habit. He is.
Was he a bachelor before the war?
No, a burglar.
A burglar? You're pulling my leg.
Of course he is.
Anyway, he's not a very bright butler.
No, he isn't. But I believe he was a scintillating burglar.
The telephone.
To me?
Yeah. We speak here in the old.
In the hall. Just coming.
Righto. It's Lady Pannyford.
Hillcutt, don't go.
What? How often have I told you not to mention the name of the person who is calling anybody in this house?
Oh, I don't seem to be giving much satisfaction here, Captain, do I? I think I'll hand him me notice. Nothing I'm doing is right.
It's not your turn to give notice. You'll leave at the end of the month.
You gave me notice last time.
Did I? Oh, I don't remember. Very well, I accept your notice.
Thank you.
What a child you are, Gary.
I'm sure he gave me notice. He's so dashed unfair, that fellow.
What do you think of Henry?
Oh, not much. What's he do for a living?
Nothing. He's at the War Office.
Oh. One thing's certain, he's not a racing man. He's rather rich, isn't he?
Yes. That worries me slightly.
Why? Why should Mr. Henry Lassand's prosperity ruffle the brow of pretty Molly Pannyford?
Oh, I don't know.
Good Lord. So the Queen hasn't accepted?
I should not.
Oh, don't be silly. I mean the horse. She hasn't accepted for the Northumberland Plate, which means I shall win it.
Good.
By the way, Molly, can't you stop Willie drinking so much?
Perhaps he drinks to drown his sorrows.
Sorrows? Rubbish. He's got the best woman in the world for a wife. Gwenda couldn't make a man unhappy.
You adore her, don't you?
I believe I do.
Well, you can't expect any woman to be enthusiastic about her sister-in-law. Gary, you're a darling, but do you really think you know Gwenda?
And what do you mean?
You think she's everything that's wonderful, isn't she? Big and generous.
Generous? What is she to be generous about, poor darling? Has Willie got a lot of money?
She has. Gwenda has, I mean. Gwenda has lots of money.
You sure?
She has dividends and things. Trust Gwenda to feather her nest.
Darling, you're a cat. I don't like to hear you talk about Gwenda in that way. Honestly, it rather hurts me because I'm very fond of you.
Are you, Gary?
Now you're annoyed with me.
Not really.
Yes, you are. I'm lecturing you. And nobody likes to be lectured.
Forget it. Lord, what big post you get.
Begging letters, mainly.
The luck of Gary Anson. I saw it in the newspapers when we were in Italy.
Hmm?
Your uncle's will.
Oh, that. Oh, the papers got it all wrong.
How much did he leave?
£500,000, I think, on the Hereford property. A nice old boy. But he didn't like me.
He didn't like you. Why did he leave you his money?
Oh, the newspapers said I had the money, but they got it all wrong. I thought you knew.
He didn't leave you anything.
Not a bob.
But my dear, everybody believes you came into money. Then you aren't half a millionaire. Oh, Gary, be so respectful to you.
Have you?
Ah, here's Gwenda and Willie coming across the garden. Open the French window, Gary. They can come in this way.
All right.
Gary, it's nice of you to put Henry
up. You got a prudent wife, Willie, old boy. Mm. Until he nearly went over to Wellbury and slept there myself.
Then you jolly nearly had an unpleasant shock. I shouldn't have opened the door to you.
Dry the whiskey and soda.
Oh, very well.
Before breakfast. Oh, don't be stupid, darling.
I can do almost anything before breakfast except eat.
Willie.
You ring.
Get Sir William a drink, will you?
Oh, all right. Whiskey and soda.
I know what you want. Why did you stop over in Paris, Molly?
Wenda's Ascot clothes.
You're going to be a swell, are you?
Heaven knows, I can't afford to be.
Here's your drink. Thank you.
In fact, we're quite broke, aren't we, Willie?
Never mind, my dear. We'll win a fortune today, and tomorrow I'll run away with you.
Some people don't have to run their car.
That's a very cryptic remark, Willie.
Willie's always cryptic after a bad crossing.
That isn't terribly clever, Wenda. I mean, I can stand a joke against myself if it's clever.
A joke against you doesn't have to be clever, Willie.
Breakfast tea's ready. But the milkman ain't cold, so there's only one egg each. All right?
Lovely.
It'll have to do, I suppose.
Oh, Mr. Ray's here, Captain. He got a word. He's in the study. He's handy in.
Well, in you go to breakfast, all of you. I'll join you later.
Bloody breakfast, what's wrong with whiskey and soda?
Good morning, Mr. Ray.
Good morning,
sir.
Morning, Andy.
Good morning, sir.
Well, how did Grangemore go this morning?
I never saw a horse look so well. Strode out like a lion, didn't he, Andy?
He did that, Captain. Everybody on the course was talking about him.
Oh, that's not too good. We don't want the whole world talking about him. It'll cut the price.
Oh, I don't know, Captain. Well, go 6-1 the field. There's half a dozen fancied horses.
All right, you are, then. They'll have a dash.
Can you do the weight, Andy?
Yes, Captain. I was in Turkish baths all last night. I lost about a pound, and I'm not having any breakfast.
Well, that's one egg saved. All right, it looks a good thing. You're on the odds to 50, and you too, Mr. Ray. I don't see what's to beat us.
What about the filly, Silver Queen? Is she running? They think she'll walk it if she runs.
She's becoming something of a nightmare. Funny thing, you know. For some reason, I hadn't expected Silver Queen to be running in the Ascot Stakes. Now I see why she wasn't entered for the Northumberland Plate. You sure she'll be running today?
I was talking with her trainer this morning. He can't get in touch with the owner. But he's going to run her today.
Then she'll beat us.
Oh, I don't know, with a bit of luck.
No, when I back horses, I don't rely on luck, but on judgment.
I don't like it. They tried her last week and she ran a blinder. Harry Dart told me about it. Well,
please yourself, Captain Anson, but if Rangemore was my horse, I'd let him take his chance.
If he was my horse, I'd give him an easy race today, finish fourth or fifth, and win the Northumberland Plate with him. Can't see him losing that.
No. I don't like the idea of not trying.
I don't know what you're worrying about, Captain. You'll get a stronger market for the Northumberland Plate, and you can back Rangemore to win a fortune.
And of course, I needn't run him today.
Then you'll have everybody waiting for him at Newcastle, and you'll be lucky to get 6 or 7 to 4 for your money.
I don't like it, but... Well, as things are... All right, I'll leave it to you.
In that case, Captain, I should have a good bet on Silver Queen.
We finished breakfast.
Oh, sorry to be so long. That was my trainer and jockey. Wendy, you look miserable. What's the trouble?
Oh, Willie, he's impossible. Just saying the most appalling thing.
About me?
He's everyone, especially around Hippoway.
What did he say about Hippoway?
He said all owners of racehorses were as bad as he and that racing was crooked.
Did he? Willie said that, eh?
Yes, I'm afraid there was a scene.
I'm afraid the turf isn't very popular with Willie just now.
Oh, nothing's very popular with Willie. Least of all me.
Are you unhappy?
Not particularly.
By the way, Wendy, does Willie know anything about our little financial arrangement?
No.
I don't mind you telling him.
No, he needn't be told that. He wouldn't understand. We shall be late.
What's all the hurry? I haven't finished my drink.
Oh, Willie, come along.
Oh, all right. I'm just finishing my... Ah, Anson, there you are. I'm going to give you a tip, Anson. Well, you're a bit of a tipster yourself, aren't you?
Why, Anson, you're getting very formal all of a sudden, Willie.
It's about time we had a little formality, I think. There's a lot going on here, and I don't understand.
Naturally. Oh, go home and dress, you quarrelsome old devil.
Well, what I mean to say is I'm not such a fool as I look.
I find that very difficult to believe. Come on, Willie.
Willie is rather...
Isn't he? Gary, I...
Well, Molly?
Gary, some things aren't worthwhile. You realize that?
I don't quite see.
Yes, you do. There are things that aren't worthwhile and people who aren't worthwhile. Unfortunately, they're the sort that get everything.
Do you mean Willie?
I'm going to change. I'll see you in your box.
I'll walk you down to the end of the garden. Come on, silly.
One day like I do... Moonlight behind you.
Hello, Gary. All alone.
Just as well. I wanted to see you. Are you backing Rangemore?
No.
Why not?
Morning, Gary.
Oh, Lord.
Trouble?
No, it's just that I can't stand up. Morning, Henry. Have you ever met a bookmaker?
No. I thought they were...
Vulgar, loud fellows with checked suits and red noses. Henry LaSalle, meet John Dory.
How do you do?
Ask him what's going to win today as an authority on the thoroughbred racehorse.
He's pulling your leg. I don't know two horses apart. They all look alike to me.
Oh, I've sent your clothes over to Wilbury. I'm dressing here. You said you wanted your case sent over after breakfast. You went over 10 minutes ago.
Our tongues are time, old boy. 5 minutes walk. Good for the figure.
Pardon?
Hilgert. Show Mr. LaSalle over to Wellbury.
Aye, aye, Captain.
See you later, Henry.
Oh.
Come on, John. Let's go inside.
I don't understand this. You aren't backing Rangemore.
No.
Well, you are running it.
Yes, Rangemore's running.
Ah, thank you. Bye, ho.
Chin chin, old chap.
By the way, I met Lady Paniford just now, and she's had £50 on your horse.
Oh, Lord. Well, you can cancel that bet.
I'll send a note over to Wendell.
Well, why not phone?
Oh, I don't want all the girls at the exchange to know my business. No. Notepaper. Ah, in luck. Just one sheet left. I must tell Hilkes. Let me see. Darling, I've cancelled your bet. My horse isn't trying.
You can't send a note like that, Gary. Are you mad?
Well, don't be silly. It's only to Wendell.
Well, look, why send any note at all? I'll cancel her bet.
But she may have put some of her friends onto it.
But you can't write things like that.
Don't worry. I've added a postscript. Listen. Please burn this note unless you want me to be warned off. How's that?
You know, your trouble's mental, Gary. I tell you again, you cannot afford to send that note.
Oh, there's Hilkett. He's turning as slowly as he can across the lawn. Hilkett? We're in here.
Who's coming?
You're what I call a clever mug, Gary. I've only met two men like you, and they both died broke.
Thank you for that encouraging remark, John. So would you? I want you to take this note over to Lady Panifit.
Well, I just come back.
Don't go again.
Oh, John, the more you do, the more you might. I'll give it here.
You know, Gary, I wouldn't have sent that letter to my dearest friend.
Well, Wendell falls into that category.
Do you mind if I'm very frank, Gary?
Are you going to talk about Wendy?
I am not. I'm going to talk about that letter you sent. You've been racing for years. You know the game and how it's played. Now, there are certain people who'd rather make a crooked bob than an honest quid.
You're not complaining?
Me? No, I'm not. I make money out of them. Now, tell me, how did you gallop this horse of yours?
I galloped him at a stone with Lancet.
What? Did he beat Lancet at a stone?
Rangemore beat him by miles.
Well, what are you afraid of?
Silver Queen.
Silver Queen? Well, there can't be a pound in it one way or the other.
When I bet, John, there are to be no ifs. I can't afford to take a sporting chance.
You losing?
Well, I'm not doing too well.
I was wondering. Do you know what you've lost to me in the last 2 months? £8,600, and you aren't betting with me alone.
You're trying to depress me.
Gary, did you ever do what you said you were going to do? Put some money by that you couldn't touch for betting?
Good Lord, you've got a good memory. Yes, I did. I bought a few bearer bonds in there. I put them in trust.
And you can't touch the money?
No, not until I finish with betting for good. And that's going to be pretty soon.
Well, there's no need to play the fool, Gary, eh? Let Rangemore run a good race if it's only for the stake money.
But I'm bound to win on a fumble and plate with him. I can't lose my money in that race.
Back him today?
No.
What's the matter with you, Gary? You've never done these monkey tricks before.
What tricks?
Well, you've never stopped a horse from winning.
Well, I suppose I... What about it?
Gary, you've shocked me.
Marvellous. I've shocked a bookmaker.
Yes, well, I've had my shocks on the race course, but I've never yet been shocked by seeing the best man I know thieving.
Thieving?
Yeah, sounds a bit ugly, doesn't it? It's thieving all the same. Look, Gary, I know you've had a run of bad luck, but surely things can't be that bad.
No, can't they?
I don't believe it. Here, listen to this in today's sporting life.
Well?
The betting public have two great incentives to back this horse. The first is the knowledge of Rangemore's own sterling qualities, and the second is that Rangemore's owner is the popular Mr. Gary Anson, and people who know his horses know that they're on a trier. He's the type of owner who is an acquisition to the turf. Well?
It just shows how little these riding fellas know. Oh, hell, I don't know. Perhaps you're right.
Oh, Gary, what's it to be?
All right, John. You win. I must have been mad to ever consider it.
Yeah.
Will you see Andy Lynn?
Yes. Show him in, Hilkett.
All right, I'm just going.
Yes, well...
Oh, I know, I'd like you to stay, John. You may as well see the Reformation completed.
Here you go, Doc.
Now, about this horse, he'll cut out.
All right.
Well, I had to see you, Captain. I'm a bit worried, John. That's putting it mildly.
Oh, it's all right. You can say what you like in front of Mr. Dory. Why are you worried?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to ride Rangemore. I've been thinking out a dozen ways, and I can't find one that's satisfactory. It's very difficult horse to drop out.
Well, don't drop him,
though. Well, I couldn't do it, honestly. You know the horse, Mr. Dory. Well, he isn't the sort you could put in behind something.
Indeed.
The moment some horse in front of him fell away or laid off, he'd pull himself through, and I couldn't stop him.
Then let him run his own race today.
Oh, you're trying with him then. Oh, that's a load off my mind.
All right, tell Mr. Ray that I've changed my mind.
He's been a bit nervous and all.
Well, off you go and have a good day.
Ah,
Thank you, sir. I shall win the last race.
Win the second. That'll amuse me much more.
Goodbye. Thank you, Captain.
Bye. John, old son, you've saved my soul.
No, don't be an ass. I've given you a bit of advice that'll cost me a lot of money. Now, what about Lady Paniford?
Lady Paniford?
Yes, if I remember rightly, you sent her a note.
So I did. I'd forgotten. I'll send Hilgen over with another one.
Ask her to destroy the first one.
It's already burned.
Did you ring?
Yes, there's no note paper on this desk. Go and get some.
All right.
Oh, no, hang on. I've got something here.
Yeah, I'll make up your mind.
Don't be impertinent. Give me a pencil.
Oh. Here you are.
Thank you. That should do it. Now, an envelope. There. Rush this over to Lady Paniford and don't pinch it.
Oh, talking about pinching, what about my pencil?
Here you are.
Ta-ha.
Now, what have you done now, Gary?
I wrote and told her it was a joke and she could back Rangemore.
What was that paper you wrote on? It looked to me like a fiver.
It looked to me like 100.
Oh, Gary, you're crazy.
Oh, I heard that. I want some money for it, Newbury.
Oh, well, I'm off. See you later.
Right you are, John.
Dandy wouldn't bow me a bow wow, bow wow. Dandy wouldn't
bow me a
bow wow, bow wow.
What?
Wonder. Why
was the present day, sir? I was on my way over when Hillcott gave me your note. I saw Dory going out of the front door, so I thought I'd come in this way.
So you got my expensive note?
Yes, that's why I came. What was the idea of the first note? Why the mystery, Gary?
What mystery?
Why did you say your horse wasn't going to try?
Oh, I was only joking. I changed my mind.
Aren't you dressing? It won't be long before the first race. I thought I'd take you with us.
You'll be crowded. My little Rolls will just hold me and my thoughts. Where's Willie?
He's picking me up. Gary, I want you to be awfully patient with him today.
No, is he really suspicious of me?
Yes.
What a stupid fool.
Darling, do you remember what I asked you once before? Would you?
Would I what?
Would you let your name be used? Oh, don't tell me you don't want to drag my name through the court. You've already told me that. Gary, will you? We could go away somewhere till it was all over and then settle in the country. At your place. In Hereford.
But I haven't got a place in Hereford. I didn't come into that half million. It was Jack Anson, my cousin.
Oh, but the papers...
My dear, the papers, as usual, got it all wrong.
Oh, dear, but I...
Ah, there you are. How much longer are you going to keep me waiting? I said, old boy, you couldn't come over to Wellbury and see Wendell whenever you like. You needn't spend so much time here, I mean. It's not at all necessary.
Don't make a fool of yourself, Willie.
And let other people make a fool of me. That's my role, old boy, Silly Billy. Hmm? I'm not blind or deaf.
Oh, shut up, Willie.
Well, it's got to come out, and might as well come out now. Adelphi Hotel, eh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, does that seem familiar?
Not particularly.
You don't happen to know the lady and gentleman who are staying together as Mr. and Mrs. Sundridge at the Adelphi Hotel?
Willie, what's going on?
You keep out of this, Molly. You don't deny it, Anson. You were with Wenda last month in Liverpool before she went abroad.
Liverpool? Good God, what a place to commit adultery.
You don't deny it. You were the man.
No, I don't deny it.
Yes.
If you were the man and Wendell was the woman?
Yes.
No. It's a lie. It's a lie.
All right. It's a lie. If you want me to say it's a lie, I don't care.
Look here, I am surviving.
Oh, wait, for God's sake, don't make a scene. I'll come along now at once.
All right, I'm coming. Well, I'm through with you, Anson. I never want to see you again. If you come into my house, if I ever find you here, by God, I'll kill you.
Hello, Wenda. Any more scenes from Willie?
No, he's tamer now.
It was rather an amusing morning. Did I make a fool of myself too?
I'll talk to you later. If you see Willie, don't hit him. Honestly, he's very penitent.
Where's Molly?
With her brother.
Well, Mr. Ray, how's Rangemore?
Smashing, not an extra ounce of flesh on him, ready to run for his life. You'll never be any fitter. And if Silver Queen's better than he is, then she's a cracker.
Honestly, when I can't see I've done anything to apologize for, and I won't. Yes, for lunching with Madame Blight Ransom, well, I asked.
Very well, I shall go straight home and then to London.
But I mean to say I'm only human, when I lost my head, that's all, and... Well, damn it, I'm jealous. I mean, it's a compliment, you really.
I'm not asking you to apologize to me. You've offended me beyond forgiveness.
Well, there was a woman at the Adelphi Hotel.
I won't even discuss it.
Well, Anson did admit it.
Oh, you know, Gary, it's probably his idea of humor. Now you'll see him at once and apologize. Do you understand?
Oh, all right.
Here he comes. I'm going to talk to Molly. Now, remember, Willie, this is your last chance.
Hello, Willie. You sober?
I say, Gary, I'm sorry about that business this morning.
You are sober, you wicked old devil.
I'm terribly fond of Gwenda.
Yes, I've noticed, and I hope she roasted the soul out of you.
All right, I'm sorry, there's no need to rub it in.
Now, you go into the luncheon room and have a nice glass of milk. I'm off to back my horse.
Well, don't put anything on for me, old boy.
Gary, just a minute. I've got £1,200 to 200 five times, 14 to 200 twice, £1,300 to 200 three times. I think that's about all you want. It's more than I thought you wanted. £2,000.
What price is the horse now?
Well, Jackson's offering 5 to 1. That means you could get £1,100 to 2 a dozen times.
I'll go and get it to £2,000.
That's not, Gary.
We'll have a flutter.
I'm backing Silver Queen. Why don't you have a saver on her?
No, this is my swan song. They're on their way to the post. Look. Silver Queen looks well. I've never seen her look better. And look at Rangemore. Nothing wrong there, eh? Now, don't get that money on. You're neglecting your business. I'm off to watch the race.
Right. Come on, what? The race is 14 to 1. Can you get one together?
Here you are at last.
Why so sharp? Are you annoyed with me?
Is there anything you wouldn't do for Wenda, Gary?
What do you mean?
Why did you admit you were the man?
I'm blessed if I know.
Because she asked you to and then changed her mind. Why? What were you talking about before Willie and I came in? Did you tell her that you hadn't come into the Anson money?
Why, yes. How did you know?
There's your answer.
That's a horrible thing to say, Molly. I'm going out to watch the race. Oh, that's all right. What is it?
There was a postscript left on the bank saying
you wanted to see it. Yes, I may want to see it. All right. I'll tell you later, after the race.
What's happening, Gary? I can't make them out.
Mine's leading from Lord Kelly's horse, then there's a gap, then comes Silver Queen, Waterfield, Patan, then the Belgian horse.
Gary, have you backed your horse tonight?
A modest fortune, darling.
I hope you win.
His horse going well, Gary.
Ah, there, John. Yes, he is.
That Belgian stays forever, I'm told.
Ah, he'll win nothing today.
Oh, Gary, there'll be no tax on those bets. I have to do them that way. Some of the Dodgers know the best prices.
Well, I don't care much for the tax, but I'm not keen on dodging. Oh, there! The Belgian's beaten. Here they come.
Well, going well. Go through the Queen. What's the vote in front of us?
That's mine, you old man.
You're winning, Gary.
I think you've got it, Gary.
No. I've lost.
No.
There. Numbers going out in the frame. Number 9. Silver Queen.
Hurrah! I'm
good.
Hard luck. Short hand, eh? Nearer than I thought.
Yes, yours ran gamely enough.
Oh, Gary, how rotten.
Isn't it, darling? Poor old Rangemore. She was just too good for him.
Run along, Molly. Dear, dear. Must I? Don't be crying, darling. I want to talk to Gary. Is it something that a young girl shouldn't hear? Darling, you're getting more like Willie every day. Oh, Wenda, how can you? Willie adores you. Come along, Mr. Dory. You can tell me how to make a book. Do you still want to see me tonight?
Yes.
I'd better walk across to you. Will you be alone?
Yes.
By 10 o'clock?
You sure it won't make trouble with Willie?
No.
Wenda! You want me, Molly?
Yes, Willie's going to the bar. He wants you to join him. He's getting rather restless.
I'm coming.
I'll see you at 10. Bye.
I feel responsible for all this.
What's your name? Silver Queen?
Oh, yours ran gamely enough.
Oh. Come on, let's go to the paddock.
Are you betting on the last race? It's the race Andy Lynn told you he'd win.
No?
Well, God knows, I don't want to advise you to bet, but this is a certainty. The price is short, but I have taken £1,500 to £1,000 about it for you.
I don't want it.
Oh. Well, then I'll stand it myself.
No. Don't. I'll have it. Oh, let's watch the last race together, and I'll drive you back home for a drink.
Well, you won on that one, anyway. So, Gary, what's it to be? Are you through with racing or not?
Half an hour ago, I should have said I was. But that's stupid. It's in my blood, and I can't get it out. I'm not broke, except for immediate ready money. No, I can race tomorrow.
Gary, you've got some money put by, haven't you? 20,000, isn't it?
Yes, I've still got it. It's with a friend.
Lady Paniford?
No.
Oh, I see. What are you worth, do you think, with all your bills settled?
About £40,000, I suppose.
Well, there you are. You can live on that. You don't bet.
Yes, but it's not enough to...
To get married on? Well, quite a lot of people get married on £4 a week, and they live very happily.
Now, let me ask you a question. Who cast up your accounts?
Oh, I'll tell you later, when you've got a large scotch handy. No, but don't worry. Nobody will ever sympathize with you, Gary, because nobody will ever know what you've lost.
Oh, do you mean the tax charges? But if I ever had to show a record of those bets...
You couldn't. But what would you have to show them for?
Oh, you never know.
Oh, it's you.
Ah, Philpott.
But the captain's not back yet.
Actually, it's you I want to see. Did you pack my things,
Mum? Yes, sir. I looked after you.
Do you remember seeing a red pocketbook in my room?
No.
You sure? You couldn't miss it. It's red.
I'm colourblind.
Well, hang on. Perhaps the maid found it.
Well, I'll allow myself to ask her. Would you like to come in and wait?
Yes, thank you.
Well, shan't be long.
St. Oswald's plate of 200L, of which second read 20L and third 10L for 3-year-olds and upwards. Intra 4L and 2 is deck. 7 first, 3. So Hugo Cumlith Owen's dancing partner and Monsieur Boussac's new partner's very great.
Hello, Henry. Oh. Improving the mind.
It's all Greek to me.
I wish it was Greek to me. I should have a pretty good knowledge of the classic. Well, are all the good people. Willie made money, I believe?
Yes. Yes, he did. He's gone to town tonight to celebrate. I'm glad. He was in rather a sour mood.
Gary, don't forget your glasses are in the... Sorry, am I interrupting?
Now, you've met my bookmaker, haven't you, Henry?
Yes.
You'd almost think he was a gentleman, wouldn't you? The way these fellas get themselves up.
You haven't seen it.
Who ain't seen what?
Oh, it's nothing to bother about.
A red pocketbook.
I ain't seen it.
Ah, well, not to worry. There's nothing that has any value. Well, I'm off back to Wellbury.
Good night. Good night, old boy. Give my love to Wenda. Well, come through, John, and let's hear the worst.
Drink?
No, thanks.
Well, I'm going to have one.
Yes, I should.
Now, what's the damage?
£4,700. You're betting like a drunken sailor. Oh, by the way, I had a word with Ferguson on the course.
Ferguson?
Yeah, Silver Queen's trainer. How could I forget? He's wired the news to the owner in the Congo or somewhere. Fancy a fellow having a big winner and not knowing it and probably not even backing it.
Having a big second, knowing it and having backed it is worse.
I heard a rumour about you selling your horses.
Yes, offered them to Harrigan.
What sort of day did you have?
Oh, good God, you startled me.
When will you learn to knock? As it happens, I had a rotten day.
Well, you can't both win, can you? I had a couple of bob and range more. Bless your life, I never win anything. I don't believe in horses or jockeys or anything.
You're an atheist.
Oh, no, I'm not. I believe in a totalizer.
That's what I call being an atheist.
Oh, by the way, Hubert, I don't know whether I shall be able to keep you after this month. I'm broke.
You can't keep me. I'll keep myself. You mean you pay me wages. Now, that's the worst of the capitalist classes. I think wages is charity.
I beg your pardon.
Granted.
Yes, well, I must get back to my hotel. It's getting late.
Good night, Gary.
Good night, John. Cupid, see Mr. Dory out, will you?
Oh, righto. Then I'll put things away and go to bed if you don't mind.
Not at all. Good night, Cupid.
Happy dreams. Come on, me old China.
Happy dreams indeed.
Brenda, my dear, come on in. Well, what has happened? You look worried.
Nothing's happened.
Are you sure?
Well, Gary? Well, what did you want to see me for?
Well, what did I want?
What's all this talk I hear about you selling your horses?
It's true.
You mean you're broke?
Well, not dramatically ruined, but broke.
How stupid. You can't afford to lose, you shouldn't bet.
Now, how often have I heard that old phrase before? It's hardly original, darling.
I've lost a lot of money myself on the stock exchange. It's awfully unfortunate this should happen now. Naturally, I'm sorry you've lost so much. See if I can help in any way.
Well, what on earth are you talking about, Gwenda?
Gary, what did you want to see me about?
All right, I'll be businesslike. I'm chucking racing. I've reached a point where I've got to stop, so I shall give up racing for good.
I think you're very wise. Well?
Well, sometime this week I'll ask you to arrange with your bank to let me have back my little nest egg.
I don't know what you mean.
Mean? I mean, I shall want my money, darling.
What money?
Darling, the money. My money, you know, the £20,000. You remember I bought four bearer bonds of £5,000 each and asked you to keep them for me until I came to you with a solemn promise that I wouldn't bet again.
I remember you gave me the bonds, yes. That was a gift to me. You know it was.
Wendy, you don't mean this. You can't. I'm sorry now that I ever asked you to come over tonight.
I'm not. It's terribly embarrassing, but evidently it has to be got over.
You really mean then that you thought that that money was a gift?
Yes, I do.
Then why did you send me half the first year's interest?
I don't want to discuss it, and I won't be cross-examined like this.
Look, I want that money. Have you lost it? Has Willie had it?
I'm not going to answer any more questions. Anyway, it's none of your damn business.
But, Wendy, what's happened? Why, this morning you practically begged me to take you away. You wanted to go to that place in Hereford. You remember you thought my uncle had left it to me.
The place in Hereford? Yes. I had a narrow escape, didn't I?
So it was true. You really had thought I'd come into the Anson money, and when you found I hadn't, you... Now, look here. I don't know what proof I have that I gave you the money, but I'm pretty sure I have proof of some kind.
Surely you're not going to sue me, Gary.
I shall do everything that's possible to get that money.
I don't think you'll sue me.
Don't you? Then you're in for a shock.
You'll have a shock yourself, you threaten me.
Oh, good God, Wendy, you're a thief. Don't you understand?
You're not so damned honest yourself. You were going to pull your horse this morning and you hadn't got the courage to go through with it.
I shall ask my lawyers to write to yours in the morning.
You'll be sorry if you do. I'm sorry you're taking this badly, Gary. You're not a good loser, are you?
I've never had anything stolen before. Anyway, Wenda, I warn you. I mean to have that money. I shall see my lawyer first thing tomorrow. I wonder...
You'd better see who it is. I'm going.
But Wenda, I... Oh, hell.
Why, John, what brings you back?
I've a great bit of news for you. The most amazing thing's happened. It's all over the hotel. You're locked in, old boy.
Luck?
Yes. Gary, what's the matter with you? Wake up. You remember the owner of Silver Queen was shooting out in Africa somewhere? Well, he died last week.
Poor chap.
But don't you see, Silver Queen is automatically disqualified.
Well, bad luck.
Bad luck be damned. It makes over £20,000 difference to you.
Do you mind telling me again?
The nomination of Silver Queen became void on the owner's death, and so the race goes automatically to Rangemore, your horse. I say, Gary, are you all right?
I don't want to discuss it.
Gary, old son, you've had a smack in the eye, don't deny it.
Yes, I think that describes it pretty accurately.
I say, Wenda, must we go to Anson's box today?
You don't like him?
Not terrible. There's a touch of the cad about that fellow. He's a socialist.
I'm going to say,
queer, isn't it? Getting a friend out. A bookmaker of all things.
I don't want to see Gary today. I heard he's in trouble with him. He's been, say the least, offensive. The Wilmots aren't coming, and they've offered you their boss. Go, go there. It's at the other end of the tier.
Nothing would please me more. To tell you the truth, Brenda, I've been rather dreading today. I mean, it's good fun, yes, but I mean, the racing is a bit of a bore, but I mean to say...
Well, Gary, how are you feeling today? A little better, I trust.
Oh, I'm all right. That winner I had in a second made the sun shine a little brighter, thank you.
Yeah, just as well. I say, we're not exactly a festive party today. Where is everybody?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Cut Nansen, sir.
That's right.
The stewards would like to see you, sir.
Well, what on earth for? I haven't got a horse running today.
The stewards would like to see you, sir.
Wouldn't they? Well, lead on, old son.
Sit down, please, Captain Nansen, would you? Thank you.
I say, what's all this about?
I'm afraid that rather a serious complaint has been made. It's to the effect that your horse Rangemore wasn't trying in the Ascot Stakes.
Not trying? You saw the race?
Oh, yes, we saw the race. The point is that a complaint has reached us, supported by evidence which is beyond question, that you told your friends yesterday that your horse wasn't trying. After racing today, we'll have to hold an inquiry, I'm afraid.
Stewards of Ascot inquired into the running of Rangemore, and not being satisfied with Captain Gary Anson's explanation, reported him to the stewards of the Jockey Club. Well, there it is, John, in black and white, in the calendar for all to see.
Where's the meeting to be held?
Newmarket, I suppose.
What does Molly say about it?
No, nothing. You haven't heard. She had to go off to Italy.
Hold on. She'd do it.
Wonder? Who shall fathom the heart of a woman?
You had a row with her, I suppose. Well, in fact, I know you did. Just peek, eh? It's a pretty big thing to do for spite, wasn't it? I don't understand it.
Then don't come to me for an explanation.
Well, she'll give evidence, of course. She'll have to. They'd hardly convict you on that letter. But what about the second one you wrote on the back of the £100 note?
And that's my only hope. I've notified the Bank of England, and they're keeping a lookout for it. Unhappily, I don't know the number. Oh, there's only one thing, John. When Molly comes back, I don't want her to know that Wenda was responsible.
Why on earth not?
I just don't want her to know, that's all. And a bit of luck, she'll stay in Italy until the whole bloody business blows over.
Good morning, Captain Anson.
Morning, Rainby.
The noble lords assembled?
Yes, sir.
Lord Fallingham, Sir John Garth, and Lord Imple.
Oh, a pretty formidable crew, eh?
Tell me, is Lady Penniford here yet?
Yes, sir.
Is she alone?
Yes, sir. I met her at the station myself.
She is quite alone. Now, if you'll just wait here.
Yes, of course.
Yes, what is it?
Just to let you know that Captain Anson has arrived, my lord.
Thank you. Ask him to make, will you? Why has this case been held over so long, Sir John?
The case was held over because the principal witness, Lady Penniford, went to Italy in a hurry after Ascot Week and showed no urgent intention of returning.
Now, let's see. The original communication we received was anonymous, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. She didn't put her name to the covering letter, but we traced it easily enough. She was very sick about it when we insisted she must come and give evidence, and we had a devil of a lot of trouble to get her here. However, she's here now.
Just as well. If she hadn't turned up, we'd have had to drop the whole business. Oh, I should have thought the letter would have been sufficient. It's her beastly business. There's quite a lot behind it we don't know about.
Yes, there's a lot of spite in this.
Spite? Oh, she's been...
Keep the party, Elson, old boy. This is the meeting of the stewards, not the judges of the divorce court. Let's just say she used to be a great pal of Gary's.
What a stupid ass the fellow's been. Oh, you can't get over that letter. Say what you like.
Yes, it's all very unpleasant. Well, let's make a start.
Oh, I suppose we shall have to see Lady Penniford.
So Lady Penniford is the one person we have to see. Come in.
Everyone connected with the inquiry has arrived, sir.
Good. Well, we may as well begin. Oh, ask Captain Anson to come in, please.
Yes, sir.
Captain Anson, this way, please.
Sit down, Anson.
You know why you've been called here. It's a matter which has been reported to us by the stewards of Ascot, and it concerns the running of Rangemore in the Ascot Stakes. The race which you eventually won on the disqualification of Silver Queen.
The stewards of Ascot received a complaint on the day after the Ascot Stakes that your horse hadn't been trying, and that was supported by a letter which you had written, or which it was stated you had written. I will give you an opportunity of seeing this letter. Possibly you may wish to deny its authenticity. You know, of course, of the charge.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to me, Captain Anson. I have a letter here, written in your own handwriting on your own notepaper. It is addressed to a lady. I'll read the letter. Darling, I have cancelled your bet. My horse isn't trying. Love, Gary. P.S. Please burn this note unless you want me warned off. Well, what exactly does that mean?
I don't know how far frankness is going to help me.
Well, the right kind of frankness would help a lot. You're not on oath, you know.
I wrote that letter. Oh, it was a mad thing to do. I wrote it to a lady who was a dear friend of mine. I'm not going to tell you it was a joke. Honestly, I meant to stop Rangemore in the Ascot Stakes and win the Northumberland Plate with him. As far as my original intentions were concerned, I'm guilty.
We are not here to consider your intentions, good or bad, except insofar as they relate to the act. It's not what a man intends, but what he does on the race course that counts.
Did you change your mind about stopping the horse?
Yes.
What made you change your mind?
The advice of a great friend of mine.
Yeah, when was this?
About breakfast time on a Tuesday. That is to say, the first day of Ascot.
What procedure did you follow? Did you tell your jockey to stop the horse or your trainer?
No.
On your honour?
He is not on his honour. If Captain Anson had told his jockey or trainer to stop the horse, I should be very surprised if he were to incriminate them now. Now, when you changed your mind and decided to run the horse, what did you do to correct the impression you'd given the lady?
I sent her a message. A few lines I scribbled on the back of a £100 note.
A £100 note?
I owed the lady this money. I won it for her at Newbury.
But why not on a piece of newspaper?
Well, it was a sort of whimsical impulse.
Do you know the number of the note?
No.
And what did you write on the note?
As far as I can remember, that she wasn't to take any notice of my previous letter and that she was to back Rangemore. I thought it was going to win.
And of course, that would put a different complexion on the story.
Have we any previous mention of this second note?
Yes, there is a reference to it in the statement made by Mr. John Dory.
You realize that this means we shall have to bring the lady before us?
I'm afraid you must.
You say in the statement you made to the Ascot stewards that you backed your horse. Well, that should be a simple thing to prove. Whom did you back it with?
John Dory.
He's not here, but we have a statement from him. He underwent an operation for appendicitis yesterday.
Yes.
And Mr. Dory is a personal friend of yours?
Yes, sir.
And the only proof we have that you backed the horse are his books. The books of a personal friend.
Yes. Yes, I suppose he backed the horse with other people. I don't know how he arranges these things.
You know, I suppose that Mr. Dory states that he's unable to tell us the names of the people with whom he backed the horse.
I presume that his explanation would be that he was betting with people who were evading the payment of a betting tax.
You do realize, Captain Anson, just how important it is that you should produce evidence that you backed your horse.
I can produce evidence that I received over £8,000 from John Dory at the end of Ascot Week.
Which proves nothing except that you won on the week.
Yes, sir.
I see. When it comes to this, then, that you can't give us any detailed or convincing proof that you backed Ranger.
Only the proof that Mr. Dory can supply.
And he isn't here to give evidence.
You'll agree, Captain Anson, that if there is anything fishy about this transaction, Mr. Dory's appendicitis is rather convenient.
It could be put that way.
Yes, it could.
So, your story is this, that on the morning of the Ascot Stakes, you intended stopping Rangemore, and afterwards, you repented and backed it. You backed it with Mr. Dory, and you're unable to tell us any other bookmaker with whom his bets were placed. That you had no intention of pulling your horse when you arrived on the course, although you'd previously informed Lady Pennifer that you weren't trying. Now, is that a fair summary?
Yes, sir.
Very well. Well, we'll have Mr. Ray in, Rainby.
Certainly, sir.
Mr. Ray,
would you
come, please?
Good morning, Mr. Ray.
Good morning, sir.
This, as you know, is an inquiry into the running of Rangemore and the Ascot Stakes. Now, what do you know about it?
Nothing, sir. Except that the horse did his best.
You gave no instructions to the rider except to win.
That's right, sir.
Well, did you hear of any suggestion made by Captain Anson that the horse should be pulled?
Oh, no, my lord.
Or that he should be given an easy race at Ascot and go all out for the Northumberland Plate?
Oh, gracious no, sir. I never heard of such a thing.
Now, Mr. Ray, you are sure you never heard Captain Anson suggest that the horse should be pulled in the Ascot Stakes?
No, sir.
Mr. Ray, you saw Captain Anson on the morning of the race, I believe?
Yes, I did, my lord.
Did you go to his house?
Yes, after the gallop, my lord. I went in and I told him how well the horse was moving. He was delighted. He said, oh, I'm going to have a big bet on that horse, Mr. Ray.
Was anything said about the Northumberland Plate?
Why, yes, sir. I said he'll win the Northumberland Plate with his penalty.
Is that all that was said? Nothing about stopping the horse?
Oh, no, sir. Captain Anson said, I'm going to have a big bet on Rangemore. And I said, you'll win the Northumberland Plate with him now they haven't accepted the Silver Queen.
I see.
You were afraid of Silver Queen beating your horse in the Northumberland Plate, and you were rather relieved when you found it wasn't running. And yet you weren't afraid of it beating you in the Ascot Stakes at the same weight and distance.
Mr. Ray, in your desire to help Captain Anson, I'm afraid you said a little too much.
I knew I'd say something.
Do you wish to ask any questions, Captain Anson?
No, sir.
That will be all, Mr. Ray. Oh, ask Lynn to come in as you go, will you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Here we go, Andy.
Now, Lynn, you rode Rangemore in the Ascot Stakes.
Yes, sir.
What were your orders?
To jump off in the front and make the running. And if I couldn't do that, to lie up with the leaders and take a steadier somewhere near Swindley Bottom. Sir, I was to keep the rails if I could and wait on Silver Queen in the straight and get first run on her.
You had no other orders?
No, sir.
Who gave you those orders?
Mr. Ray, my lord.
And you carried them out?
Well, as best as I could, my lord.
Now, listen to me. Did you receive any orders to stop Rangemore?
No, sir. I did everything I could.
That is not the question. We are quite satisfied that as far as you were concerned, you were trying. What I want to ask is this. Was it ever suggested to you that you should stop this horse?
No, sir.
Did you see Captain Anson before the race?
Yes, my lord. I saw him twice.
Twice. Oh, did he send for you the second time?
No, sir. I called in.
Well, did he tell you on that second occasion that he changed his mind and was going to try with the horse?
No, my lord.
I see. Well, thank you, Lynn. Do you wish to ask this boy any questions, Captain Anson?
No, sir.
Very well. You may go.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, we'd better have the lady again. Oh, Rainby, show Lady Pannerford in here.
Certainly, sir. Lady Pannerford, would you come in, please?
Please sit down there, will you?
Thank you.
Now, Lady Pannerford, do you know this letter?
Yes.
It was written by Captain Anson to you? Now, Captain Anson was, I understand, a very great friend of yours.
I should like to make it clear, sir, that my relationship with this lady has been of a most correct nature.
That's very generous of you.
And generous to me. I wish to retain just a little self-respect.
Now, about this letter, Lady Pannerford, did you think it was a joke?
No.
Did you back the horse?
I had already backed it. Captain Anson saw the bookmaker, John Dory, and asked him to cancel the bet.
Perfectly true. I did cancel the bet.
Now, you received this letter on the morning of the Ascot Stakes. Did you receive any other letter?
Yes. There was a note from Captain Anson saying he wanted to see me that night.
And nothing more?
No.
Lady Pannerford, Captain Anson says that he sent you a message written on the back of a £100 note.
No.
You say this isn't true?
Yes.
This letter, purporting to be written on a banknote, said the earlier letter was a joke.
No.
You didn't receive the £100 note?
No, I didn't.
I see. Now, in Mr. Dory's statement, he says, I was present when Captain Anson wrote to Lady Pannerford telling her to back his horse. This letter was written on the back of a £100 note. You still say that you didn't receive this banknote?
Why should he send me £100?
He says he backed a winner for you.
He never told me anything about it.
I'll ask you once more, and I hope you do realize that Captain Anson's whole future probably depends on your answer. Did he send you a subsequent note telling you that the first letter was a joke and that you were to back his horse?
No.
Good God. Well, Captain Anson.
Sorry. Lady Pannerford, it strikes us as remarkable that you should have gone out of your way to denounce Captain Anson to the stewards. We are not concerned with your motives, but we do like to know, when we are to judge between two witnesses, what personal bias there is on one side or the other.
I didn't know you were judging between two witnesses. You have his letter? We were good friends, as you say, and I admit I do have a personal bias. He behaved very dishonorably to my husband and myself. I do not wish to say any more than that.
Have you wished to ask the lady any questions, Captain Anson?
Yes. I should like her to tell you in what way I have behaved dishonorably.
Well, that's hardly a matter for us.
Thank you, Lady Penford. That will be all.
Thank you.
Captain Anson, have you any witnesses you wish to call?
No, sir. I've no witnesses.
Very well. Would you be good enough to wait outside?
Oh, what a business.
Yes, unpleasant. Still, however you look at it, it's almost identical to the Woven case.
Yes, I'm not too sure that it is.
Well, you can't make flesh of one and fish of the other. There's the letter. Jockey was probably lying. Old Ray certainly was.
Yes, there's the letter, as you say. If only he'd brought proof that he backed his horse.
I don't know. That business of the £100 note almost convinced me. And that woman's... Well, still, it's the Woven case all over again. And on the Woven case, we must judge.
Captain Anson, will you come in, please?
Thank you, Renby.
Gentlemen, Captain Anson.
Captain Anson, you have committed a very serious offense. And we must decide on the evidence upon which we can rely. The letter which you admit you wrote. I'm terribly sorry. You've been very, very foolish. But we feel that in the interests of the turf, there is only one decision to be taken. You are warned off Newmarket Heath and all courses under the jurisdiction of the Jockey Club.
Dynam Lodge. Hello, yeah?
Hillcott, this is Miss Molly. I've only just arrived home. Hillcott, where's Captain Anson?
Was in town, miss. He's coming down later today.
What's all this in the papers about an inquiry into the running of Rangemore?
Yeah, that's right, miss. Warned off.
Hillcott, this is Miss Molly speaking. What did you say?
No, warned off, miss.
Oh, not Gary. It's impossible.
Warned off, miss. Hello? Miss Molly, she sounded upset. Yes. I'd like to have had a word with them stewards. They wouldn't let me go in. Do you know what I'd have said to them stewards?
No, you'd better tell me.
I'd have said, I understand human nature. And if you believe a lady like that before a man like the captain, you want your head shaved.
Well, they wouldn't have given you a medal for that.
What?
Where did you say you left Captain Anson?
Hyde Park Hotel. He said he'd be down later.
How did he take it?
Like I used to, smiling. I used to say to the judge, you can't hang me. And it's true. They can't hang you.
Yes, but they can mess you about.
Jockey club. Well, there ain't a jockey that's a member of it. They wouldn't join it.
Hillcott, it's not true. It can't be. Oh, hello, John. Is it true?
I'm afraid it is.
No. Hillcott, close the front door, will you, there's a dear? What? I'm afraid it was open and I just barged in.
Oh, all right, miss. All right. I know when I'm not wanted.
John, warned off. I mean, what will it mean?
Well, Gary will go broad, I expect.
You mean become a social outcast?
Well, that's rather dramatizing the situation. There's something of the sort.
But how could they? I mean, the horse won, or nearly won.
Yes, but unfortunately, Gary wrote a letter. Anyway, you know all about that.
A letter about the race? Well, he didn't write that the horse wasn't trying to win.
I'm afraid he did.
But he must have been mad. What else did he write it to?
Well, don't you know? He wrote to Lady Penniford.
To Wendell. My God.
Anyway, how did you hear about all this?
It's in the papers, just a paragraph saying there was an inquiry. I read it on the boat train. Warned off. I can't believe it. Oh, Gary. Gary.
There. Oh, shut up, you silly old thing.
Oh, Gary, you won't do anything stupid, will you?
Not likely. Hello, John. How's the appendix? Look at him, Molly. He had an operation today. That was the only laugh I got at the inquiry.
Gary, how could they?
No, darling, they were very fair. They couldn't go behind the letter, and that was the beginning and end of it. Well, now, who wants to buy a cottage, with or without Hillcott?
You're not selling Damon.
Have to, old thing.
Where will you live? I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, get away out of the country, grow oranges in California, or cattle in Alberta. I know a man who has a ranch for sale. Well, don't be silly. I'm only speaking figuratively. No, I have to go to the continent. And in the years ahead, you'll meet a strange, old-looking gentleman in rusty black babbling about Rangemoor and Ascot. And you'll know it's poor old Gary Anson who's gone off his chump.
Oh, Gary.
Excuse me a minute, will you? I've left a book in the car.
Dear old John. Ever tactful? But look here, Molly, you mustn't worry about this business. I'll clear things up.
Gary, I don't want you to go abroad or anything amongst strangers. Oh, not without taking someone with you, at least. Not anybody you love very much, but somebody you like. Someone who do things for you, who won't bore you, you know. I mean, you haven't got to be in love with them or anything. You know.
Yes, Molly. I know. Off you go, my darling. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right. I'll go out this way across the garden. I couldn't face Hillcott like this. Night.
Good night.
Come in, John.
That's been an interesting day.
Was my statement any good, Gary?
You nearly got me warned off without Wender's letter.
How's the bank balance?
Well, there is good.
Well, thank God for that. You still got your little nest egg?
My dear fellow, I wish you wouldn't ask questions.
Oh, sorry. Oh, don't forget, I owe you 5,500.
You wicked old devil. No, thank you. You're not making me a present of 5,500.
Well, don't be ridiculous. Who ever heard of a bookmaker giving money away? Now, Gary, is there nothing I can do?
Nothing. I'm warned off. It'll be in the calendar. The stewards of the Jockey Club held an inquiry into the running of Rangemoor and Ascot Stakes, and having heard the evidence, have warned Captain Gary Anson...
No, shut up, for God's sake. It was all my fault. If I hadn't...
No, John. It was the letter. Gwenda swore she'd never had the second note. That settled me.
Do you mind if I ask you something? This isn't a case of spite, is it, because you've dropped her?
Oh, she was never mine to drop. No... It's hatred because she played me a dirty trick, and she hates herself for it.
Ah, your money. She had it, and she's gone back on you.
No, she lost it. And then let's talk about it.
She never lost anything in her life. She's in my book for 600.
She owes you £600.
Well, not only me. She's known as Mrs. Neverpay. Good Lord, she's a remarkable woman. God, the pluck of it. Well, what are you going to do about it?
What can I do? I threatened to sue her, but of course I couldn't do that. Oh, she'd probably panic and send a letter to the stewards.
And there was never anything between you?
No. Oh. If only I'd taken the number of that note.
Do you think it's gone back to the bank?
Why not? She could easily have rubbed out the message. The more I think about it, the more I think I was a fool not to call Hilker to give evidence.
That's what I say.
Oh, damn it, man. When will you learn to knock at doors, creeping about? I'll have to make you wear army boots.
Oh, well, if you're not satisfied with my service...
Hilcott. Do you remember my writing a letter on the back of a banknote? Yeah. The first day of Ascot?
Yeah. I lent you the pencil. This one. I marked my shirts with it for years.
Marked your shirts with it?
On the collar. You know what happens to a shirt at the laundry, don't you? You send out a new shirt, you get back a pair of old drawers.
It's a copying pencil, then.
Yeah, that's right. It's indeliable.
Good Lord. Then the message on the banknote won't rub out.
And if she couldn't rub it out, then the chances are that the note hasn't gone back to the bank.
Cool.
What's the matter with you?
I'll bet it's in that tin pot safe of hers.
Safe? What safe?
She's got a safe in her bedroom. I've seen it.
You mean you've been in Lady Panniford's bedroom?
Yeah, that's right. Her housemaid showed me round the house. Mind you, I've seen hundreds of them safes before. Jag, jog, jig, jug.
What exactly does that mean?
Bag, beg, bog, big.
Are you drunk?
Well, I wish you meant it. No, I'm talking about a safe. Sit, sot, set, sat.
A combination safe of three letters.
Do you get there in the end? Yeah, you've only got to try 30 combinations.
Did you ever open one in your professional career?
I've opened a dozen.
Well, that'll be all, thank you, Hubert. Bring some more whiskey, will you?
Well, all right.
Well, what do you think?
It's pretty desperate.
It's a pretty desperate situation, old son.
Is she staying the night?
As far as I know.
Is Willie there?
I don't think so. He's gone to town.
You think she's still got the note?
Yes. Yes, I do. She could no more destroy a £100 note than I could smash this decanter.
Then there's nobody in the house.
Not really. Well, that'll be a tricky business. I don't even know which is her room.
still not a worry. Hilcutt does.
Are you sending him to do the job?
Send Hilcutt? Of course not. That wouldn't be a dirty trick. He's got two convictions already.
Well, I don't suppose he'd do it, then.
Do it? He'd jump at it. No, I'll do it myself.
Well, I'm not a very good burglar.
You're a bookmaker, and that's the next best thing.
But I am very good at holding ladders.
Here's the whiskey. Finish your chat, have you?
Hilcutt, which is Lady Panafort's bedroom?
Don't you know?
Hilcutt?
It's in the left wing, looking towards the lawn. It has two casement windows. There's a little dressing room built out in the front. And there's a gardener's ladder hanging against the potting shed. It's easy.
How do you know all this?
Well, it's a matter of habit, you see. Yeah, not always ever thought of doing anything wrong.
And your sentiments do you credit. Now, where is the safe located?
In the wall, between the bed and the window. Do you want me to do a bust?
No, Hubert, bless you, I do not want you to do a bust. I'll do all the busting that's necessary. Now, you just show me the layout.
Well, look here, roughly, there's the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's another bedroom there, and a dressing room there. Mm-hmm. Now, there's the window. Now, inside, there's the bed. It's a very nice bed, too. It's all covered with cupids. And there's the safe. We can't see it, mind. It's hidden behind a little picture.
Picture of what?
Young women. They've got no clothes on. It opens on a hinge. Now, listen, Captain, I can do this job for you. You're going after that 100, ain't you?
No.
Well, it's not a job for an amateur.
Now, Hilcutt, you know nothing about this.
About what?
That's the idea, Hubert. Now then, what do we need in the way of clothes?
Hmm? Rubber overshoes, thin gloves, a torch, and a thick pair of socks to put on top of the ladder. Makes less noise.
Do we want, what do you call it? Jemmy.
Do me a favour. You don't even need a paper knife. Now, I'll go back to the kitchen and sort out that combination.
Well, when do we do the deed?
Now. It's got to be. I've got to get to Garth and Innsbruck in order to stop that notice. The calendar's due to be published tomorrow afternoon. I've got to stop that notice.
I forgot about this.
How many times have I told you not to come in with that?
What is it?
Well, I found it in the cupboard under the stairs. It's old Assange's pocketbook.
You remember?
He lost it Aspect Week.
No, thank you. I'll give it to him tomorrow.
Here we are. Oh, look out. You dropped something. Oh. Oh, it's a hotel bill.
How do you know? Have you been looking through this?
Oh, I had to, didn't I? I mean, how else did I know who it belonged to?
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, it's nothing that need concern you, John. Now, let's get started, shall we?
Oi. Oi. Flashing that light about. Well, anybody about? Nobody. It's a bloody great new shot of parked in the lane, and he's got no lights either. Look, there's a spotter around here, only LaSalle. That's a funny place to leave a brand new car with no lights. I say, there's another car over there. It's Willie's.
Now, what the devil?
Everyone's leaving cars about tonight.
Come on. I've got the ladder out. It's all clear. It wasn't chained or anything. And I've got the socks on the end for you.
Right. Off we go. Down. Oh, what a bloody silly place to leave a thing like that. Oh, here. Well, let me give you a hand, John.
Oh, what the use? You two ought to be on the halls. Hanson and Dory, a laugh, a song, and a cucumber frame. Burglars? I've shot them.
Hubert, home. Now, at once.
Go on. Some blokes have all the fun. Anyway, the ladder's up against the wall. You can't go wrong. Or can you? Good luck, Captain.
Thanks. Now, off you go.
Ready, Gary?
Yes. Up we go.
Not we, old boy. You. I'll stay here and hold the ladder. Anyway, we've probably woke my whole household by now. Is the lady a light sleeper, by the way?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, really? Well, come on. Up you go. Let's get the whole thing over with. Big. Back. Ball.
was that? Gary, it's you. What on earth? What are you doing here? You've been trying to open my safe.
Yes.
What do you want?
A certain £100 note.
Get out of here before I call somebody.
You needn't bother trying to telephone. I've cut the wires. Now, open that safe.
Get out. I'll call Willie.
I shouldn't if I were you. Just open that safe.
Gary, don't be a fool. You're drunk. Look, come over and talk about it tomorrow.
No, by the morning that note would be burnt. I want the £100 note now with a message written on the back.
I'll see you dead before I give it back to you.
Will you open that safe?
I'm damned if I will.
What's happening at 4 this morning?
I don't know what you mean.
I notice that your alarm clock is set for 4 o'clock.
Will you go? I'll call Willie.
Call him.
You're blackmailing me.
Yes, I am. Ah. Do you see this?
What is it?
Something to go in your safe when it's opened. A pocketbook containing an hotel bill. The Adelphi Hotel, Liverpool. Mr. and Mrs. Sundridge. Somebody kept it as a souvenir and then lost it.
You... How could you?
And the combination of the safe?
S-I-N. S-I-N.
Well, I should never have thought of that. Now, let me see. S-I-N. There we are. Now, what have we here?
No, you don't. What?
Now... Well, well, what you have to say now? Here's £15,000 of the £20,000 you lost. And the banknote message you never received.
All right. Give me that book.
Oh, Wenda. How could you do it?
Give me that book.
You fool. If you'd wanted money...
If I wanted money? Who are you to sit in judgment on me? I hate you. I've always hated you. You had no right to give me the money. You knew I was poor, that I hated poverty and had a father and husband. You tempted me. The only kind of temptation a man like you could offer me. Now, will you give me that book and get out?
Shh. Where does Willie sleep?
He's in town.
He's not. His car's in the drive.
You're trying to frighten me.
Oh. Willie, open this damn door. You've got a man in there. I know you've got a man in there. Open the door.
Nothing. I'll do it. I'm going to open the drawer.
Oh, you can't.
Ah, Hanson, I guessed it.
Willie, what is it? What's going on?
I've known this has been going on for some time, and I've caught you now, Hanson.
Now, don't make a fool of yourself, Willie.
You thought I'd gone to town, didn't you? My God, if I had a gun, I'd shoot you, you swine. And as for you, you lying little...
Willie, when you've quite recovered from your hysteria, will you see that a burglary is committed?
Don't tell me a lot of it.
Oh, shut up! There's been a burglary.
Burglary?
And I'm being a good neighbor.
He's right, Willie. Look, the safe's been opened.
What?
Well, are you satisfied?
But what's Anson doing here?
If it comes to that, what is John Dory doing here?
He's going on.
I say, John. Come, step up and meet a friend of mine, will you?
All right. Well, that's that then. What do we get? Oh, my God.
It was John that spotted the ladder and suggested we came over to investigate.
Yes.
Any sign of the burglar, John?
What? Oh, no. No, none. I've been an ass. I'm sorry, old girl. I'm sorry, Anson.
Molly, I shan't see you in the morning. I've got to make a long journey tonight, but will you dine with me tomorrow night?
Of course. Come along now, Willie. Let me get you a drink.
Yes, well, I'd better cut along.
Are you coming, Anson?
Oh, I'll go down the ladder and help John put it away.
Oh, yes, of course. Good idea. I don't want the fellow coming back, do you? Well, good night.
Come along, Willie. Terribly sorry about all this, Gary. I really am. I'm afraid you'll just have to put it down to panic and hysteria. You'll marry Molly, of course. I always thought you would. I'm sorry you haven't got back all your money. But our friendship was worth £5,000, I think. Anyway, I've taught you something about women, haven't I? Well, goodbye. And good luck. Here you are at last. I've been waiting ages.
Sorry to be so late. I stopped off in town.
And you won't have heard about Wenda.
What about her?
She's gone. Left with Henry Lassan early this morning. They must have gone straight to the continent. Poor Willie. He was heartbroken for almost an hour. There'll be a divorce, of course.
Good Lord.
What's that you've got there?
Oh, it's the very latest edition of the calendar. And here, you see, this blank space? The printers had to saw off the tops of the type with a chisel. Well, that's my warning off notice.
Oh, how marvellous. But how did they do
it? That's a long story, but I advise you never to get a jockey club steward out of bed. But all's well that ends well.
Oh, darling, I've just thought of something awful.
What is it?
Wouldn't it be too frightful if we were to meet Wenda on our honeymoon?
Darling. Now, who the devil? Come in.
Do you want dinner now?
Hilltop, you gave me quite a start knocking on doors like that. What's come over you? You never used to do it.
Oh, well, if you don't like what I do, I'd better give my notice. I've been thinking about it for some time.
And you can't. It's not your turn.
Oh, can't I?
Now, look, stop arguing. Take this and put it somewhere really safe.
What's that then?
Well, that's what should have been my warning off notice. Do you know, Molly, I've just had an idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this calendar framed.
Oh, Gary.
Like the cucumbers, eh, Gov?
In The Calendar by Edgar Wallace, dramatized by Barry Campbell, the part of Captain Gary Anson was played by Philip Bond. Lady Wenda Pannaford by Sylvia Sims, Sir William Pannaford, Peter Jeffrey, Hubert Hillcott, John Hollis.